Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am super excited. I think I say that every single time, but dang it, you guys, I genuinely am so excited to bring you this message, because it just kind of was like it came to me and I was in the middle of a walk. I went live in my stories, or, you know, in my Instagram stories, and was telling you guys about it. If you follow me on social at Kyra_Carlin, but it just is one of those things that I'm like, I have to keep telling this and explain it maybe even more, because I want to make sure that this detail is getting out and I am explaining what I'm trying to think in my mind, because sometimes the words I'm thinking and the words I am saying are not matching up. So, okay, we're going to dive right into it. If you guys follow me on social, I kind of briefly talked about this on over the weekend, and I really want to bring it to light here, so that maybe it will help you out. You can go back to it, you can save it, you can refer to it, or maybe you can send it to a friend who is needing these same kind of words of encouragement and just letting you know, hi, you're not alone, and hey, it's not just you, and hey, keep going. So the first thing I really want to talk about is how we can tell ourselves we're a failure. And maybe you're like, cool episode to listen to, but like, listen to me, like, hear me out. We will tell ourselves a story and we will deem it true because of the situation and the circumstances. And it is like, well, it didn't work for me, so I know I am a failure. I am not doing this, so I am bad. When in reality, more than likely the thing, and I'm putting air quotes, the thing, the goal, the, you know, the prize, the whatever it may be that you were working towards, you were maybe working towards the wrong thing. So I don't know about you, if you are a network marketer listening to this, and I have a lot of coaches who listen, so this will be really, really helpful. We fall into comparison mode, I feel like, as human beings, but especially in social media marketing, I believe. Because I hear it all the time, I see it all the time. It is the number one thing that you guys ask me about to speak on, is the fact that, how do you fall out of comparison? How do you maybe quit thinking of what other people think? And one of the first things that I want to tell you, the way to stop thinking about what other people think is to realize that someone's not thinking of you. It's you thinking of you. But that's a whole other podcast episode. But one of the things that I find is that we will see someone else doing well, in quotations, and we feel like we have to push towards that goal because they seem happy at reaching that standard. They are proud that they have gotten there, like, or this success has given them their happiness. This success has given them their fortune, or whatever it may be. So if you were following me, and I'm talking about network marketers, and you're looking for that rank, or you're looking for that pay raise, or that bonus, or the prize pool, or whatever it may be, when I get there, then I'll be happy. I've talked about this a lot, but here is one of the things that I find so much in myself even to be true. You will put the blank that you're working towards as a goal that someone else met, that you feel like once they got there, then they were deemed successful or happy. But it doesn't align with the actions you're willing to take. So I'm going to use mine. I am a network marketer for Beachbody, and I do boot camps. I do like online wellness accountability. And you are able to build a team, and you hit ranks by doing that whenever you have other people underneath you who are also working the business with you. So a lot of the times your success is based upon other people who are also working this business with you. And one of the things that I find is that we will literally gravitate towards a certain number, and it's like a random number. You don't even get to, there's no rhyme or reason, I feel like, of being like, well, when I reach 3-star or 5-star or 8-star or 10-star, then I will be successful. And so you will push and push and push for this rank. And number one, you will either give up before you get there and you will say it doesn't work. Or number two, you will fight towards that goal. But then whenever you fail, you will tell yourself it's because you weren't good enough. When in reality, more than likely, it's because you were looking at the wrong thing. Like you were setting a goal that you weren't willing to take the action steps that it takes to get there. So maybe even take it back if you are not a network marketer. Let's go back to what is really easy for me to talk about, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to, is weight loss. And I use this example in my stories this weekend, but I just deem it to be true. You can say, I want to lose 20 pounds, but you, number one, maybe don't want to lose 20 pounds, or it doesn't seem possible, it doesn't seem feasible, it doesn't seem reachable. You will self-sabotage yourself when you aren't getting to the success or even on track, quotations, soon enough. If maybe you're not seeing any success in your journey, maybe you're not seeing the weight coming off, maybe you're feeling discouraged, you will tell yourself you are bad. But you also know that the actions that you're taking are not lining up with the goal of losing 20 pounds. Whereas if you set the goal of, I want to be healthier, your actions can align with that so that you can feel the momentum and you can have those gold stars. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you will not show up for a goal if you are discouraged the entire time. I don't care how bright and shiny that end goal is. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how much happiness is promised. I don't care if there is a Rolls Royce sitting at the end of this finish line. If the entire journey you are miserable, you'll give up. That is what it is. And most of the time, we are setting goals that are really, really shiny at the end, but we're miserable the whole time. And then we wonder why we don't want to get there. We wonder why we don't feel successful, because the truth is you are miserable the entire time you are working towards that goal. Whereas instead of maybe a rank or a weight loss, if you would make it be tangible tips that you'd be like, I want to, maybe if it's like make more money versus like make a certain dollar amount, because I feel like when you tie success to actual numbers, like pinpointing, then you're setting yourself up for failure, because you are basically telling yourself when you get there, then you'll be happy. If I make, you know, 6 figures in a year, you're probably going to feel the exact same as when you didn't, as when you made $95,000 in a year. If you would feel that way, then you're going to be like, well, why doesn't this feel different? Well, more than likely, it's because the goal that you were setting wasn't your goal. It wasn't the actual thing that your actions and your attitude and your values are aligning with. So if you're saying, I want to be healthier, it will be easier for you to be like, okay, well, then I can swap out my Diet Coke for water. I can go on a 15-minute walk during my 30-minute lunch break versus I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, if you want to lose 20 pounds, you can either, number one, get there really quick, or, and by doing it the unhealthy way, you know, going on liquid diets and all kinds of really unhealthy plans, and you lose the 20 pounds and you're not happier. Whereas if you make sustainable changes that make the journey getting there different, then you're gonna wanna keep going, because you more than likely are gonna, the byproduct of you showing up, enjoying the journey during the time, you're gonna reach those goals regardless. Whereas if you would set your sights just on that goal, when you're on your way there, you're working towards there, you're miserable. And the question is always like, is it worth it? Is it worth being miserable during the journey just so you can get to that shiny place? Or is it like, do I want to show up better every day? And as a byproduct, I am going to reach that goal and keep going. So here's the thing that I find more than ever. When we find ourselves in that comparison mode, when we find ourselves like getting a target of wanting to be able to reach. Now, I understand that like we all have to have goals, because if you don't have a goal, you're not going to keep going. That's easy to understand. But I think more than anything is that, how are you basically prefacing yourself for those goals? How are you telling yourself that you are going to feel your best? Now, if it has to do with the business, and I mean, sorry, not sorry, but if you are not in this network marketing company, if you're like, this does not make sense to me, it is like, if you would just do the stuff you're supposed to do and you would find joy in it, you will find the prize at the end be a product of what you are wanting to get. So if I would find myself being like, okay, well, I know that if I send my invites, I know if I do my connections, I know if I send those messages, if I find joy in doing that versus dreading it because just because I want to get to a rank, the entire time you're doing it, you're going to feel bad. And then you're not going to want to keep here. You're not going to want to stay here. You're not going to want to keep going. You're not going to want to teach other people to do this. Because if you are teaching other people, because as a network marketer, your job is to be able to help build a team and help them grow and help them be able to do what you are doing. If you are literally negative or miserable about it or dreading it or saying how hard it is or how much you don't like it, it's no wonder people aren't wanting to do it with you. Whereas if you talk about the things that you like, so for me, I love being able to make graphics. I love being able to have connections. I love building new relationships. I love adding value on my social media. I am a words of affirmation person. So if I can do something that makes others be like, "Ooh, I like that. I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job," I will show up for that. Whereas if I talk about the things that I don't like doing, things that are hard for me, other people are gonna be like, "Well, I don't wanna do that," because my energy is going to be down. And I think what happens is we set these goals, whatever it may be, if it's not with network marketing, if it's not with building a business, you know, make it tie into what it is that you are really working towards. But whatever your goal is and you are not enjoying getting there, you're not gonna like it when you get there. I can promise. If the journey makes you miserable, the destination's not gonna be any better. So I want you to really think hard and long about what are your goals? Do you actually like them? Do you like working towards them? If the answer is no, then that goal isn't for you. You need to change it. Because the healthy habits that you would create for going back to the beginning to lose the 20 pounds, if the habits that you are doing to get to the 20 pound mark aren't sustainable and are something that you can't keep doing for the rest of your life, then it's not worth it. Whereas if you're saying, "I want to be healthier," where you're like, "Okay, I can have a burger here and there, but I can also have a salad and drink my water and just make sure that I'm getting in the same like fruits and vegetables that I'm eating too," that is sustainable. So what's going to happen is you're going to reach that goal sooner. But if you do it the way where you are literally dreading it and depressed and you hate it, getting to that quote success measure isn't going to make you feel any better. So I'm going to ask you, really reevaluate what your goals actually are and look at the actions that you're taking, that you're willing to take. If you like and they're sustainable in what you are doing, then you'll reach your goal. But if they are draining you and making you feel like you're not enough, then this is me telling you, sister, you need to reprioritize your goal so that your actions line up with your attitude. I hope this was helpful for you guys. I hope that this made sense. I know so many times I get really passionate about these things and I just go on a tangent, but if I could give you anything, is that your ability to see how incredibly capable you are, how wildly successful you could be if you would just show up as you, 100% be you unapologetically. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.